Nazaire Pichet was born in 1831 in Saint-Sulpice, a village east of Montreal. He was the second of a family of eight, three of whom died at a young age. His father, a merchant, sent him to Collège de l'Assomption for a classical education. A brilliant student, he was soon attracted to the priesthood. In 1854, at the age of 23, he was ordained priest. Over the following years, he was a pastor at Sault Saint-Louis, present-day Kanawake, serving at Saint-Jean, and then at Saint-Alphonse-Rodriguez in the Joliette region. But it was in Lachine that Nazaire Pichet made his mark, where he was the parish priest from 1860 until his death in 1900. He arrived at Lachine at a time of great upheaval. The opening of the canal had prompted many businesses to set up shop near its mouth, and its expansion had attracted taverns and inns. Following instructions from Bishop Bourget, Father Pichet set out to conquer the hearts of his parishioners. He undertook his mission and succeeded with flying colors. Indeed, his devotion to his parishioners made him a much-loved figure. He received many tokens of appreciation from them, especially donations. In fact, his wardens and parishioners even raised $1,600 so that he could take a trip to Europe and the Holy Land. But even during his long travels, he kept in touch with what was happening at home, solved problems, gave advice, and asked after specific parishioners. Concerned about the lack of education in his community, he was the one who organized Lachine's school system. He orchestrated the arrival of the Sisters of Saint-Anne, who took charge of teaching the girls, and then, in 1876, the arrival of the Brothers of the Christian Schools, who looked after educating the boys. He was the head of the school commission for several years. During his years in Lachine, Nazaire Pichet fought against the evils of alcohol. He vigorously opposed the establishment of taverns. "The love of luxury and drunkenness has ruined many families," he wrote. The statue you see of him shows him holding the cross of temperance, a symbol of the temperance movement that emerged in the 19th century and advocated abstinence from alcohol. It was shortly after a final impassioned homily against the drinking establishments that he died in 1900. His passing marked the end of a significant period in the history of Lachine. To continue your visit, cross Saint-Joseph Boulevard southward at the intersection of 15th Avenue. Once you are there, find a small bridge that crosses the old canal and go to the Promenade Père Marquette. Head left, east, and go to the stone warehouse, today the site of the fur trade at Lachine National Historic Site of Canada. To continue your visit with a description of the Simpson Manor and the stone warehouse, please select stop number 5.